Welcome to Taste Test. I'm Danielle, and I'm sitting here with Amy Guay. Guay? It's
pronounced Guay.
I always thought it was Guay.
I know, everybody does. It's okay. I get a lot of things. Guy, Guay. Guay is pretty common, though. But yeah, it's Guay. Gay. Fun fact.
Huh.
It was a tough time in middle school, but
yeah.
Anyway, I got over it.
You made it through.
I persevered.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, this week, we're bringing back Taste Test. This is very exciting. We haven't done it in like a year. I'm sorry, Erica. I told you I would keep it a thing. But now we're doing it, so it's fine. But this week we're doing the history and tasting some Skittles. What are your histories with Skittles? Tell me about a time where you had Skittles, guys.
I had my good friend of mine in middle school who I still hang out with really like Skittles, and he'd always bring them on camping trips in like the Costco bags. Mm. And we'd eat a lot of Skittles. And then one time we had a Skittles fight. And
wow.
One of the parents bought us wrist rockets, which are really strong slingshots. And
oh, my God!
We had wrist rockets. They got taken away by our parents pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because of the Skittle fight.
Yeah.
But it was nice while it lasted.
Nice is a strong word. But
wow. Yeah.
How do you feel about Skittles, Amy?
I'm definitely a poser, like, to be honest, have not really eaten many Skittles in my lifetime. Definitely an M&M gal.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to expanding my horizons right now.
That's what Taste Test is about.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm, like, not a big Skittles person. Like, if I had the choice, I'd definitely go M&M's over Skittles, like, any day.
Yeah.
I do like sour Skittles. Sometimes they make my mouth hurt, but that's, like, part of the fun.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Just work through the pain.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to do a little bit of history of Skittles. Couldn't really find a lot of history about Skittles. It's a little thin. They're kind of a boring candy when you look into it, but we'll make it through.
Okay.
So Skittles were actually originally a British candy. They were introduced in the United States in 1974, and they were imported until 1982 when they were started making them in the United States.
Mm.
It takes 8 hours to get Skittles coated in a process called panning. Yeah, so they're like little chewy things, and then they like coat them in like essentially just sugar. Like if you look at the ingredients, it's like sugar and then a ton of like ingredients you don't recognize, and then like yellow dye number 5, red dye number 6, and like that's it. Skittles are in no way natural. I don't think anyone was under that illusion. But
do they all taste the same or are they different?
They are different. They are different flavors.
Oh, okay.
Like officially. I think on the back they have like the names of the flavors.
Okay.
They're all different flavors.
Check.
Yeah, you know. So the first expansions of the Skittles universe was Skittles gum in 2004. And then smoothie Skittles. I don't know if you guys remember those.
I do remember those.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not bad.
Fine.
Acquired taste.
Yeah.
But I could live with it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's favorite Skittles are the smoothie Skittles.
Bring them back.
And as of 2005, when I found this one article by, like, Mars, their parent company, they were the top sugar and sour item in all age groups. So
everywhere?
That was vague. They're sold in 65 countries.
I mean, of Mars products, I assume.
I don't know.
Or
they
like
were vague.
Cornered the sugar market.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine Skittles cornered the sugar market. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the it's
at
the world's favorite
kind of
candy.
I'm sorry, I'm grilling you in the middle of your
No, it's fine. And then, so as of now, there are 9 different Skittles flavors, including tropical. The sweet heat Skittles, which we will be trying today, which kind of kickstarted this whole curiosity into Skittles. Because I saw them in Vittles and I was Skittles, okay. But I saw them in Vittles and I was like very curious about what they were and why they were, you know, a thing. So we'll find out today. So I have some fun facts for you guys.
Hmm.
The band Reliant K, if you guys remember that really fun mid-2000s rock outfit, notoriously loves Skittles, and they wrote a song called Combos and Skittles, which was a hidden track.
Sing
on
it.
Their album.
Sing
Unfortunately, I have not warmed up my voice for singing
okay.
today.
That's the other pod, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's my other podcast where you just sing for an hour. But and so at their concerts, their fans will throw Skittles at them.
Aww.
And
that's
then
kinda great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
They need a net system for not dirty Skittles. But
yeah, true.
Still.
Yeah. And then one of their, I think their guitarist really kind of got sick of it. And he was like, okay, I don't really like Skittles all that much. It was just a thing. And I really just don't appreciate getting pelted by Skittles.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 times a concert.
Didn't
yeah.
want to taste
I
the
can attest
rainbow.
That they are hard projectiles.
Yeah.
Mike knows.
It
knows.
All comes back.
Yeah. Skittles has a really weird social media presence. If you look on their Tumblr, it's kind of like that like fantastical, whimsical thing that they usually do on their commercials. Like, they were just like, yeah, their Tumblr just has like weird quotes. It's like, I'm not saying you can't order a pizza to a submarine, just like tip well. Like, that was on their I don't know.
I kind of like that.
It's like funny, but also like weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and compounding on that, when Donald Trump Jr. compared refugees to Skittles, they had this whole like classy response about like Skittles aren't people. All right, Skittles.
Oh, they were insightful.
They were praised by many a PR. yeah. Oh, any Skittle that is found to be missing the signature S on the Skittle is promptly destroyed, crushed, and then turned into animal feed.
Which is, oh no.
Yeah.
That's so specific.
Troubling. Yeah.
It's like, it's troubling.
I have so many questions about that, though. Is there a machine?
I don't know, but that's what I was told by the internet.
What animals?
What animals eat Skittles? Yeah. Like, I guess safely.
Probably like generic animal feed.
I would say like chickens probably.
Chickens, they'll eat anything.
Skittles.
Pigs will eat anything.
Yeah.
And also, it must be a human who's looking to see if the S is there, right? They can't do it like with. Can they do that with AI? I don't know.
I don't know.
Robots probably are taking over, so maybe.
That's the real story.
Yeah, exactly.
The robot apocalypse is coming. And then lastly, no one actually knows why, but yellow Skittles are like the most populous Skittle. So like when you get a bag of Skittles, yellow Skittles are like always the
most interesting
of that one color in the
bag.
Are
they the cheapest to make or something?
That's the hypothesis, but like Skittles is not revealing their secrets.
I don't know. I read a thing about there's like something that does affect like very like fraction of like weight volumes per package and like weight and volume and mass like are very significant. So maybe something in, I don't know.
Yeah. That's right.
Grasping at straws here.
Yeah.
No, interesting.
No,
though.
Maybe. Possibly. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have three varieties of Skittles to try here today. Okay. I'm going to try and open these packages as quietly as possible. Sorry, Gustav. Cut that out. But so we're gonna do our OG Skittles first. I'm just gonna. Is everyone okay with me pouring this out on the table?
Yeah,
and just take one of each.
Oh my!
That was much more spread out than I was anticipating.
Beautiful. Yeah. I've never seen anyone do that before.
So there are five original.
I thought about it though.
There are five original Skittles flavors. There's orange, grape, lemon, strawberry, and green apple. So
I just thought it was like brown flavor. I never thought about
brown flavor.
I don't know. There's always like the one that nobody knows about.
No, they definitely have like a distinct taste.
Okay.
So what are we doing here? Are we eating them one by one?
Eat them one by one.
And then should we do like a fun all five at once round?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. I'm just full of ideas today. All right. What are you guys going with first?
I'm gonna do grape because I don't like grape. So let's do it.
You can't just chew into the mic. That's so bad. Number one rule of taste test. Yeah, it's grape.
Yeah.
It's not brown like, flavor, it's grape.
Yeah. I mean, the purple's kind of lackluster, I would say, on the purple Skittle.
I'm into it.
It's not super purple.
I'd be okay if I got a package of all grape Skittles.
Interesting.
But I'm going to reserve that final judgment until I've tried every Skittle.
Yeah. I just, like, I can't eat an entire pack of Skittles. Mm. Like, it's too sugary. Yeah. It's too sweet. I can't do it.
Yeah. Of all the grape-flavored candies I've had, this is definitely one of my least hated ones.
Wow. You know? Is your most hated, like, Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, Jolly Rancher's probably.
That's what I would think. It's, like, the most concentrated grape flavor, I would say.
I don't know. It's, like, just, I'm gonna just eat some medicine now. Like, it just tastes just, like kid medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
I have a fun fact, but I'm gonna wait until we eat the orange Skittle to tell you guys.
I would do your fun fact over us chewing.
Okay, so is it
really
orange?
Though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do orange first. I did just spit out a green Skittle to be in line with everyone else.
I'm just eating Skittles, honestly.
So, fun fact, I'm allergic to orange Airheads.
Why?
Why?
I don't really know what happened, but I found out the hard way when I was a kid.
Oh, no! Did you, like, go in anaphylactic shock?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
I had a really, really sore throat for, like, 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sucks. I've never heard someone...
It was
that's
specific.
Very niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is a lot of pain. And I was like,
I guess this is what happens to everyone when they eat orange things.
Yeah. Then I checked it again another time and confirmed. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I have not had one since. I haven't seen
I would look up the ingredients just to be sure, you know.
My parents tried to. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Internet wasn't really big then compared to now. Ask Jeeves was still around.
Jeeves.
All right. I'm going to go for green.
Okay. I like the orange.
Orange I'm happy with.
Yeah.
Orange a nice flavor in all candies, really.
Green's, like, limey. It's not a bad lime. I usually don't like lemon and lime-flavored candies.
It's green apple, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It used to be lime. That's also another fun fact. The green used to be lime. Then they changed it to green apple, and there was, like, a riot. But then they were like, Too bad. I don't really care.
Yeah. I like it.
What are you going to do to us? Yeah.
We're give us Skittles.
Your best shot. We are Skittles. I can't curse on this podcast.
I like green apple flavored things generally, though. Yeah. So, you know, I'm biased.
It is like a little plasticky kind of tasting, but I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's fine. All right.
All right. We got red and yellow left.
Yeah. You guys eat the yellow.
Oh, I just did a red.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
And I will open the tropical Skittles and give some fun facts. You guys eat both because I ate them already, and I will talk about tropical Skittles.
Red is not very sensational.
No?
It almost tastes more like watermelon to me.
I always like red more than anything. Yeah. What is red cherry? No, strawberry.
Strawberry, yeah.
Strawberry.
I like it.
That's always a red herring too, right? Like, red is always cherry to me, and then all of a sudden it's strawberry, and it's just not
confusing.
The same, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into lemon, though. Oh. I just went for both, sorry.
Are we doing all five?
Oh, yeah.
No, we'll do all five of them at the end.
Should we do all 15 of them?
No, my, that's horrifying. Don't do that.
Force of evil. All
right. Okay. I'm going to make
separate these
more contained. Oh, they're different. They're like a more tropical color palette, I would say.
I like that. There's blue ones.
They are tropical.
Are there not blue regular Skittles?
Yeah.
I'm talking very far from
them. Yeah, you are.
So sorry.
But, so the flavors here are banana berry, mango tangelo. It's like a tangerine and a...
I don't like
it's
that.
Maybe my child.
Tangelo. I hate that.
Strawberry, star fruit, kiwi, lime, and pineapple passion fruit.
It's a lot to remember.
Yeah. I'll just look at the thing. Okay. But yeah, okay. Let's do orange first. Orange is the mango tangelo. Mm.
Tangelo.
Interesting.
They're firm.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Rich.
Ooh.
I like
tropical.
This. Yeah, I like
it. It tastes like juice. It tastes like, oh, wow. You just bring back memories. My grandma loves that.
You like coconut.
I don't know if it's Tropicana juice, but it comes in the box.
Fruit Newman's Own?
It's like one of those fruit punches or whatever.
I love Newman's Own.
It really just tastes like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aftertaste is
I'm suddenly on a beach.
Yeah.
I'm in a suit. My hair is flowing.
It's taking me there.
We're approaching Martinique.
Right, I like that one.
All right, we're doing green?
Yeah.
Green gotta clean
is
my
kiwi lime. Mm-hmm. This is probably
going to
have
like, I don't know, that's dumb.
I'm just bread in the middle.
Neutral palate Skittles, but those don't exist.
Oh, another fun fact. Skittles decided for Pride London Week to release white Skittles, like a white packaging of Skittles, because they wanted the only rainbow to be that week to be the Pride flag.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is an interesting take on what they should be doing.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You could be doing more.
Yeah.
Is this star fruit?
No, it's kiwi lime. I think it's my least favorite. I think it's bland.
It was bland.
Yeah.
It's just like, also, I probably just can't tell the taste of just sugar.
The fact that we're like seven Skittles in.
We're seven Skittles deep in all the taste of sugar.
Halfway Skittle celebration.
All right, yeah. Let's do pink next.
Pink is...
It's strawberry star fruit.
How would you describe this color pink?
I'll find you another one, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we're...
Panic!
We are carte blanche on Skittles here.
I like this color.
Yeah, how would you describe it?
It's not pink.
It matches like a... your laptop case.
A little bit.
Mm.
It's a mauve.
Mauve.
Mauvey that's, pink.
Yeah,
wow, that's a word I've never heard. I don't use makeup.
Wait, what is this called?
This is probably the worst sound. It's strawberry star fruit. I don't know what star fruit tastes like.
Yeah, me either.
It's like for me to be
juicy, more bitter kiwi, or like more like somewhere between a lime and a kiwi. That's why I asked what the other one kind of was.
Because you thought it was star fruit.
Yeah, that's kind of what.
Oh yeah, I get that. I get a little bit of kiwi. I think they just wanted to be fun and be like star fruit, but like they were like, no one knows what a star fruit actually tastes like. So they just make it taste like whatever.
Yeah,
they look really cool when you slice them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they're stars.
Yeah.
Hence the name star fruit. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. We're going to do the blue one next, I believe.
Blue flavor.
Pineapple passion fruit.
That's, why is this blue?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It didn't make any sense.
No, hold up.
Yeah. You guys can go ahead and eat it.
You can't have two yellow kinds.
What color is passion fruit? Passion fruit's like... I don't know. They just wanted a blue Skittle.
Passion fruit's like deep purple.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. I know my fruits.
This is... Ooh.
I didn't like the first bite, but as I'm getting deeper into it...
It's like the flavor
the pineapple
complexity.
Flavor.
Oh, yeah.
The notes.
Wow. I actually kind of like these. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't eat a whole bag just because, like,
I just like so sit there making a quizzical face, like as I eat one after another of the good ones.
I wouldn't eat. I feel like all five would just not be pleasant.
Yeah,
because it's so many different competing strong flavors. All right, the last one's banana berry.
Is it yellow?
Yeah. I'm really skeptical about this one.
Yeah, yeah. Same. I'm skeptical.
Should we do at the end of this assessment like which one we would fish for in each?
Yeah. I don't like, but oh really? Yeah, there's a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
I have all the like banana flavors are usually pretty cheap.
Yeah,
I think this is my least favorite one. I think kiwi. They really actually got the fruit flavor really in there. Like I'm very impressed with Skittles on these tropical Skittles. Not gonna lie. But yeah. I know, banana candy is always just, like, kind of a bad move. Like, I kind of like banana Laffy Taffy, but, like, every other banana candy just kind of, like, because bananas are already, like, just banana-y.
Exactly.
I like, want that pure banana concentrate in my mouth.
It's like, bananas don't even taste, like, really that much. Like, I don't know. They're just more of a texture than a flavor.
Yeah. Okay. This is the last one. This is why I wanted to do this podcast, because I was in Vittles.
Sweet Heat?
Yeah, they're spicy.
Are there
spicy
cinnamon
Skittles.
One? No!
They're like spicy Skittles. They also have spicy Sour Patch Kids now and spicy Starburst.
Dumb.
It's like a trend.
A spicy Starburst sounds worse than this.
Yeah. One of my roommates said they're really good, actually.
That's
but
a liar.
Yeah, I was intrigued. The packaging is black, which is kind of hardcore. They only have them in the share size, which I don't get. But the...
It's ambitious.
Yeah.
The names aren't really that creative. It's Blazin' Mango, Fiery Watermelon, Sizzlin' Strawberry, Lemon Spark, and Flamin' Orange.
Derivative.
Right?
Derivative.
All right.
Full
chill. Better Skittles.
We just do this.
I kind of like Lemon Spark. I would also name my child that.
Lemon Spark. That's a...
Oh, Lemon Spark. She sounds like a Powerpuff Girl.
Smell
or
this. No, yeah. Like,
wow. Oh, it does have a spicy edge
spicy
to it.
Tone.
I'm actually kind of nervous.
They're
for
all
these.
Muted orange colors.
Yeah, I kind of like this palette.
It's it's a cool palette. Right. It's very fire. I think it evokes fire.
Mm,
from
it really
me.
Does.
I got blunt one. This guy should have been feed.
He should have been thrown away.
Should have been feed.
Okay, what's orange first?
The They're deep all orange. Orange.
The dark orange.
The dark orange.
I believe this. Right. Maybe Flamin' Orange is the dark orange.
I'm gonna take two just to see how crazy.
Okay,
we can
ready? Good luck.
I don't taste the heat.
Yeah,
I'm thoroughly disappointed.
It's just more orange. I feel like.
I think it's nice. Like I didn't really.
It kind of has a kick at the end.
Yeah, it does have a kick at the end. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I feel it in my throat. Yep. Yeah,
maybe you're just allergic.
I'm telling you, it happens. Specific candy allergies are a thing.
Yeah, there's some spice to this. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Sizzlin' Strawberry.
Yeah,
let's do it.
How do they make it? Like
I'm gonna
this?
Eat the little runt one with it too.
Wait, strawberry?
Oh, I'm getting some spice actually.
Yeah, I really am.
It's kind of spicy. Yeah. It's like actually spicy. It's not like cinnamon spicy.
Is this strawberry?
Yeah, I think the pale pink.
Yeah, that has a kick.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet at the beginning. And then towards the end, there's like a
little
I was imagining bit of spice. Like a hot tamale.
Yeah, same. I was imagining like a cinnamon, like when they're like when it's like fiery, but it's really just cinnamon. Like this is like I feel like I've eaten some sort of pepper.
Yeah. The worst is when you think they're Mike and Ike's and they're hot tamales.
Poor Mike.
Whoever buys a big box of hot tamales is a crazy person.
Yeah, these are kind of spicy, actually. I don't know if I can eat a whole box of these. I feel like it's one of those spices that is like innocuous if you eat one, but if you eat a whole bunch, you could definitely.
Die.
After we get three each flavor, I think we should just shoot a handful and see what happens.
All right, lemon spark.
Is that this one?
Yeah, the yellow one. No, the yellow one.
Oh.
Of course.
Watch
the
out.
The lemon.
How would you, this, not the burnt sienna?
Yeah.
I had to.
I don't know. These are kind of cool.
That's the lemon one. Isn't they fun?
Yeah.
They're like the lemon ones
like
with the kind of
edge. Birdie box
kind they're
of
They're like kind of spicy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. The strawberry one, especially.
Yeah. All right, Fiery watermelon?
Is that that's is this, what is this?
Wait,
I don't think I have
I can't
one of that
tell.
Color.
Oh, I think maybe I honestly can't tell.
Right,
the palette, the color palette is too. I almost dropped a Skittle,
there's
guys.
Like,
I think this is a watermelon.
Are those different?
I can't tell. Listen,
that looks different than that. Wow. Okay.
This is I think this is dark. I think this is the watermelon.
Okay,
it should
have
been.
I have a watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah? Okay. Do you think you're a watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just watermelon.
Yeah.
I don't know. These are cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy I tried these.
I like it. The more it's like this pepper, like, or what do you call it? Like the spicy dark chocolate.
Yeah.
More sophisticated candy eating experience for the older palate.
All right.
That's why it's black.
Do we do mango?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, mango's weird.
Is that this
mango's
one?
Mango's weird. Yeah. It's like the...
Look at that one that has a piece broken off. It's
weird.
Like
oh, no.
Clear on the inside.
Wild.
That's not a good sign.
I dare you to eat
I'm not eating all of these. There's no way. Does someone want, like, part of these? And we can all take a handful. Have some of me.
I can't.
Okay. Oh, wow. That is... like, on the last one I just ate, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're going to all... All
right.
We're going to cut out the chewing sounds.
Let's... All right.
Are you doing... Wait.
Toast.
Wait, like, are we doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole handful. I feel like Amy has the most. Take some... give me some.
All right, Amy, we'll...
Wait, no, this is the same.
Okay. He's like, if I have to. All right, ready?
Guys,
3, 2, 1.
This is really bad. Okay.
I have never eaten this many Skittles at one time.
Mm-mm.
I've definitely eaten this many Skittles at one time.
It's so weirdly spicy. What's in it that makes it spicy? Wow. Oh, wow, that's spicy. Oh, that's the end is spicy, so it's all hitting me at the end.
Yeah, my tongue.
Mm-hmm. My tongue is tingling.
It's tingling.
Yeah.
The watermelon ones are really something.
Yeah, that was a lot. I don't know. I just always... I feel like original Skittles are probably the worst Skittles.
Yeah.
I'm putting that out there right now. Yeah. Like, I think they're... I really just felt like I feel like I ate some sriracha or something right now. But
I like the subtle spicy ones.
Yeah. Like, one at a time is fine.
Yeah. But not, you're really not supposed to eat Skittles that way.
Yeah.
It's a
you're
sharing
really not.
Size. You're meant to have it with friends.
Yeah.
Not all at once.
And my mouth is watering. Oh, my God.
I know. It's really bad.
But, yeah. I think... If I had to choose a Skittles pack to eat, I feel like I would go for the spicy ones, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, original just doesn't have that, like, taste interest for me. Like, yeah. I don't really care about original Skittles. And then, like, tropical ones are good. I don't know if I could eat a whole pack. Like, at least spicy Skittles give me some sort of other flavor that I could maybe eat a pack.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my official ranking. Spicy, tropical, original.
I think I'd have to go tropical first. Just because I have a pretty low spice tolerance.
Yeah,
but then spicy and then original.
I'm going to have to go smoothie.
Okay. Not on the table, Mike.
No, I think I agree with Amy. I think I'm going to have to go tropical, spicy, regular. I'd say it's close. It depends. If you went like one for one on certain ones, certain spicy would pull through over certain tropical.
Yeah.
But on the whole, if I had to shoot a whole pack like we just did together, I think I'd rather be taking tropical.
Yeah, same.
I feel like spicy. I don't know. I'm kind of happy I did all
the
spicy.
Nice, though. They're definitely like probably the watermelon one. No, the other ones I could take the little kick that they have.
Yeah. That's like it's a very interesting candy. I'm impressed with Skittles that they did that.
Yeah.
Except they're doing it with all of their other candy, which is also weird. But,
Should we do an ultimate single favorite Skittle out of the whole?
Yeah. I think...
One out of 15?
Yeah. I think my favorite was in the tropical pack.
Yeah.
I feel like the first tropical one, I think, is my favorite. Like, I don't think... And none of the spicy flavors really stood out to me. I just liked it for the interest. Original Skittles, I'm calling it, are trash. I don't like them. Yeah, and then the tropical ones, I liked the mango one. Was mango...
That was my favorite
mango
one.
Tangelo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that one. It had the
my
most, like,
daughter.
Flavor.
Mango Tangelo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's my favorite.
I agree.
Yeah, I think I liked the blue one. The intrigue,
the
pineapple
flavor.
Passion fruit.
Pineapple passion fruit. Just such a... I will take another one, too. just a very complicated flavor for such a small thing.
Yeah.
Like, they really...
They really, yeah.
They're working on that, like,
I think
the cure
that's
for
the
cancer.
Magic of Skittles. Like, yeah, no, I think that's the magic of Skittles, though.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Truly taste the rainbow.
I do. Mm-hmm. this podcast has been sponsored by Skittles. No.
Yeah.
I think
they wish.
Yeah, they do. we wish we were getting that sweet Skittles money, honestly, is the real thing. But I think that's it for Taste Test today. If you want to listen to more of Voice Podcasts, you can follow the Voice Podcast Network on iTunes and Overcast and Stitcher and other places where all good podcasts are sold, as Kayla would say. But yeah, so you can follow the Georgetown Voice on Twitter at GTown Voice. You can follow Halftime on Twitter at Halftime GU. You can like the Voice on Facebook, like Halftime on Facebook. Go on the GeorgetownVoice.com to read more articles, listen to more podcasts. Just generally enjoy yourself with our quality content. Yeah, I think that's it. Bye.
Bye.